can't get a good job, walk in his footstep. Don't forget how to love, walk in his footstep. Walk down here, praise the Lord, in his footstep. Don't know how to give a good offering, walk in his footsteps. Taking money from him, walk in his footsteps. Want God to take smoking away from you, walk in his footsteps. You got a lust problem, praise the Lord, walk in his footsteps tonight, praise the Lord. And he'll take it away from you, praise the Lord. There's nothing too hard for the Lord, praise the Lord. There's nothing too hard for him. Jesus is our example, praise the Lord. I don't care how long and how many times you don't came to the Lord. This is another Sabbath day, praise the Lord. God heals on the Sabbath day, praise the Lord.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our elders' message today and were truly blessed. If you would like a copy of today's message, please call 337-238-0314 or visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God to our co-founder, Pastor Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You've just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15 to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
I wasn't gonna tell nobody. Amen. Amen. Feel pretty good, huh? Amen. I was listening to those ladies say, save my soul. And now it's time for giving. We yield to the direction of our deacons and our ushers as we move into our offertory phase. Give as God has given to you. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, saved a wretch like me. Once was lost, now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Snares, I have already come. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Be seated. Let us pray. Father, we thank you right now for your grace and mercy. Lord, as we yield to your word on this day, asking, Lord, that something that's going to be said will draw people to you and not drive them away. Lord, we ask that as this word comes forth, that you open up listening ears to be hearers, not just listeners, to be hearers. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Amen, amen. Amen. Giving honor to God above, the Father, the Son, Holy Ghost, which is the Godhead. All honor goes to God above first, and then to our very own Pastor Emeritus, Dr. Huey Lawson, Reverend Rodney Lonix, to my left, Mr. Cindy Humphrey, and all of you. Amen. Just for a little while today, we want to talk about something that's rather familiar to all of us. I will attempt to put this in layman's terms so that we may draw something from it. We've been looking at Revelation on this past week in our Bible study, and it culminated an almost year and a half journey through the books of the Bible. So I decided that this would be appropriate for us to finish up our week in Revelation, as far as Bible study goes. Go with me a little while to the book of Revelation. Third chapter, book of Revelation. And what I'd like to do for you today is to focus on starting at the 20th verse of the third chapter of that almighty book of Revelation. 3:20 begins like this. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. Man, we use for a subject today a little while. Let him in. Let him in. This is from John's vision on the Patmos Island, out in the Aegean Sea, all alone, isolated. Alone in the daytime, alone at night, early in the morning, alone. You know, isolation can do strange things to people. Amen. But Jesus reveals himself on that island. He reveals also prophecy on that island. And he re-reveals love, because he had revealed it already. But he re-reveals love on that island. Now, like the Father, Jesus corrects us because he loves us. Amen. Every daddy worth his salt is going to tell his children right from wrong. And the thing about being a father who loves his children, you can't stop telling them even if they don't do it. Amen. You got to keep on keeping on. Yes. Verse 19 says this, right before verse 20 says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Yes. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Look, he wants us to repent. Yes. But he wants to correct and chasten us because he loves us. Anything you love, you want to be right. If you don't care about somebody, you don't care what they do. You don't care where they go. You don't care how long they stay. Jesus doesn't just want to love us from without. He wants to love us from within. Can I get a witness? We need to let him in. Oh, yeah, we need to let him in. A knock is an announcement. I'm here. There's somebody here. You announce yourself when you knock. You might not give your name, but you give your presence. A knock is a request. Usually folk with manners don't just kick the door down. They knock first. It's a request to come in. You see, Jesus doesn't just want to kick the door down. He could. But he's requesting to come in, because salvation has to be a free will. A knock is a desire to connect. Amen. Haven't seen you, haven't talked to you, haven't heard from you in a long time. We need to let him in. Seeking entrance is the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, he wants to come in. He's knocking because he wants to come in. He ain't just there to make noise, to disturb your evening nap. He wants to come in. Now, you might not want to answer the door for everybody. Amen. You know, over in Woodside, where I was born and raised,
Everybody that knocked, you didn't want to answer the door. If it was a bill collector, you didn't want to answer the door. Turn off the TV, turn off the radio, turn off the fan. Everybody be quiet. But then the toilet flushes, and he know you there. See, when you got a house full of children, you can't keep them from going to the bathroom, amen. But he, look, that old relentless bill collector never left. He stayed right there, amen. He didn't want to be fooled. He didn't want to be tricked. He wanted to collect what was his. Yes. Jesus is staying right there because he wants to collect what is his. He fills a void in your soul. He won't give up. Thank God he won't. He pleads for entrance, voluntary entrance. He won't break in. He wants us to want him there. Oh, yeah. Nobody wants to visit a house and it doesn't look like the people that live there want you to be there. They keep on grunting and looking at their watch, clearing their throat, don't offer you nothing to drink. 95 degrees outside, you can't even get a glass of water. They don't want you there. But Jesus wants you to want him. Behold, I stand at the door and let him in. It's time for a change. The old way just ain't working. Stuff getting old. Time to answer the door, amen. It's time to be made new. Oh, yeah. He can make you new. Ephesians 4 and 24 says it like this. And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. You ain't going to be perfect. When you answer the door, you ain't going to be perfect. When you answer the door, it doesn't mean you'll never sin again. But when you answer the door, you let the love of Christ in to your heart. And something, maybe not everything, but something about you will sure enough change. Our scriptures tell of a choice. Verse 20, once again, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. See, mankind has a choice. God gave us free will. Some of us choose not to hear. We put those spiritual earplugs in our ear. But Jesus is still standing right there. Amen. The thing you need is right there. The thing you desire, whatever's missing in your life, is knocking at the door of your heart. He's right there. Luke 2 and 14 says, to settle it therefore in your heart. Not to meditate before what you shall answer. In other words, you shouldn't even question it. Let him in. Come on in, Jesus. Come on in. Look, let me tell you something. A knock is an audible thing. But even people that are physically deaf can hear Jesus knocking at their hearts. Because this kind of knock is not a physically audible knock. It's a spiritual knock. Yes, can I get a witness? Amen. And everybody can hear this kind of knock. Yes, you don't need an amplifier. Yes, amen. You don't need any ear enhancement. You can hear this knock. Let him in. Yes, verse 21 says, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame. And I'm set down with my Father in his throne. It is time, Mount Calvary, for us to overcome some things. Amen. Time for us to overcome, not just come over. Time for us to overcome. But to do that, we got to have Jesus Christ. We can't overcome hardship by ourselves. We can't overcome heartache by ourselves. We can't overcome hard-heartedness by ourselves. We got to have Jesus. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Got to have him. Verse 22 says this. But he that has an ear, talking about a spiritual ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. We all hear the Lord. We all hear him knocking on our souls. Some of us turn a deaf ear. Use excuses. I ain't trying to hear that right now. Got too much going on in my life. Some of us try to drown him out with other noise. Can I get a witness? Jesus is knocking. We try to drown him out with other stuff, other foolishness, other bad habits, but he stays right there. He's knocking. You see, some of us try to say, well, I'll be there in a minute. We don't want to get up right now and come to the door. Some of us kick back and say, like we say in Louisiana, who that? At that door. Amen. But let me tell you one thing, and I'm about to be through. When Jesus starts the knocking on the door of your heart, you better get up and answer the door while you still can. Can I get a witness? Because one of these old days, you won't be able to reach the doorknob. Can I get a witness? Your feet won't move like they used to move. You won't be able to get up and walk to the door and let him in. You may not be able to holler out like you used to holler. Come on in. Come on in, Jesus. You better get up right now. He's knocking on the door of your heart. Come on and let him in. Let him in. It's time to answer the door. Mount Calvary, somebody knocking. And it ain't the burglar that's knocking. It ain't the bill collector that's knocking. It ain't your neighbor from across the street want to borrow a cup of sugar. It's Jesus. Come on, let him in. Let him in. Let his love come on in. Let his peace come on in. Let his justification come on in. Let his pardon come on in. Somebody say, let joy, joy come on in. I don't know about you, but I want to let all the joy in my life as I can. Open up the door, open up the window, put a hole in the roof, let him in, let him in, let him in. Is he all right? Is he all right to come in? Can you say, yeah, yeah, come in, Jesus? Say, yeah. It ain't Pastor Humphrey. Even though I'm tapping on this mic, the real knock ain't me. But it's time to open